Welcome to The Well. This podcast focuses on applying the Bible to our everyday lives, discussing real life issues from a Christian perspective, and encouraging women to walk in faith. As Jesus followers, we have all experienced the freedom that comes with choosing to follow Him, and we want to be a part of your journey to living a life rooted in Christ. This podcast is sponsored by Costello's Butcher Shop, recently voted best locally owned retail store in the Gulf Coast. Y'all, they have everything. Your Wagyu steaks, a deli, fine cheeses, fine wines, desserts, just all the amazing things. They're located at 8190 West Fairfield Drive in Pensacola, Florida. And don't forget about their free lunch program through the KTF. 7 days a week, a child can walk in to Costello's and get themselves a sack lunch and fill their bellies. I think Christy said they've almost beat 100,000. That's amazing. All right, so go in, say hi, let them know Truth Rising sent you, and don't miss out. You will be so glad you did.
It's Maggie from Truth Rising. We wanted to celebrate Easter this week by doing some mini podcast episodes surrounding the events leading up to Resurrection Sunday. For this episode, we are going to be looking at the timing of Jesus's death, burial, and resurrection, because we know that God's timing is always purposeful and always perfect. In Matthew 26:2, Jesus says, "You know that after 2 days, the Passover is coming and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified." The Passover was a feast celebrated by the Jewish people every year, and having Jesus' sacrifice happen at the time of Passover is just an undeniable imagery of what God was doing. What exactly is the Passover, and why did God choose this feast as the backdrop for Jesus' sacrifice? In the first book of the Bible, Genesis, God sets apart a people for himself. At the end of Genesis, we see his people finding refuge from a famine in Egypt. Fast forward around 300 years to the book of Exodus, and we will find that the population of God's people has grown tremendously, and they are still in Egypt. However, they are now enslaved and treated extremely poor. They cry out to God, remembering the promises God had made to their forefather Abraham. God hears their cries and calls a man named Moses to lead them out of slavery and into a prosperous land. The Pharaoh does not want to let the Israelites go, and God sends plagues to show his power. The last of these plagues is the Passover. This plague was unlike any of the other ones. For this plague, God was going to send an angel of death to come and kill the firstborn son of every household. Everyone from the Pharaoh to the slave woman would lose the firstborn son. However, God instructed the Israelites to take a spotless lamb, sacrifice it, and then take its blood and put it on the top and two sides of their doorway to the home, and the angel of death would pass over them. The blood would be a sign to save the family. There's other parts of this plague as well, and you can read more about it in Exodus 12, but for today we'll be focusing on the previous listed parts. Every home was going to lose a firstborn. Every home from the Pharaoh to the slave. This shows that we as humans are all on level ground in God's eyes. No amount of power or money impresses God. The richest man is equal to the poorest when standing before God. We are all equal in our need to be saved from eternal separation from God, just like all of the people in Egypt were in need to be saved from this angel of death. Now let's look at the sacrifice. A spotless lamb with no imperfections. The blood of this lamb would save the people. In John 1:29, John the Baptist tells the people to behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He is talking about Jesus in this verse. 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us, "For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." Jesus did not sin. He lived as a man on this earth and was tempted in every way, yet because he is fully God and fully man, he did not sin. He is the spotless lamb, perfect in every way. The lamb was slain and the blood was then used to cover the door, and there would be no death in that home. Likewise, Jesus was killed and his blood covers us when we believe in him and we are passed over for eternal separation from God. As we look at God's purposeful timing of Jesus' sacrifice, we can understand God's redemption plan. My church has been doing a few Easter devotions the past couple of Wednesdays, and this week our youth pastor taught, and he spoke about Jesus clearing out the temple. So often we focus on Jesus running out the money changers, but he pointed out that Jesus also drove out all the other animals. At the end of this event, Jesus was the only acceptable sacrifice in the temple. And do you know when the temple cleansing happened? During Passover. Now, remember, God didn't just free his people from enslavement in Egypt, but he also delivered them to a land of abundance. So as we enter into this week and reflect on Jesus's work on the cross, let us remember that this was God's plan all along to redeem his people to himself, not just to free us from our slavery and sin, but to deliver us in abundance in his presence.
At Truth Rising, we believe prayer is powerful. So I'm going to pray a blessing over you. May God be gracious to you and bless you and make his face shine upon you. May you experience the love of Christ. Though it is so great, you will never fully understand it, and you may be filled with the fullness of life and the power that comes from God. May Christ make his home in your heart through faith. May your love abound more and more in knowledge and in depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruits of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. May you be strengthened with all power according to God's glorious might. And may you be filled with joy. May the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. And I say all this in Jesus' name, amen.